tug of war over classified documents. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A newly released letter shows that lawyers for former President Trump were told in May that the Biden administration did not believe a former president could assert executive privilege over material turned over to the National Archives, that pertaining to documents that had already been recovered before this month's raid on the Trump estate in Florida. This as Trump asks a federal court to appoint a special master to review the latest batch.
The former president's lawsuit calls for a third party to be involved and claims the Justice Department and FBI have treated Mr. Trump unfairly for a long time. The ex-commander-in-chief has called the search unnecessary and a, quote, break-in, as he accuses the DOJ of demanding security cameras be turned off, preventing attorneys from watching what was taken, and seizing documents protected by attorney-client privilege.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The Justice Department argues a team is already reviewing documents to identify many records potentially shielded by privilege. Michigan's governor says today's verdict in a kidnapping plot shows violence and threats have no place in our politics.
Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. are found guilty in federal court in Grand Rapids of conspiring to kidnap Michigan's governor and explosives charges after prosecutors in a retrial painted the man as anti-government extremists whose views justified violence.
Today's verdict is a clear example that they were wrong in that assessment.
FBI Assistant Special Agent David Porter, Fox and Croft's attorneys, may appeal. They've long said the case was built by FBI entrapment. A jury in April couldn't reach a unanimous verdict. Two other men were also acquitted in that case, and two more pled guilty.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Better than yesterday on Wall Street, but the Dow still down 154 at the close. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The IRS is launching a review of facilities nationwide over security concerns. The IRS commissioner blaming an abundance of misinformation, including social media posts, with some directing threats at the agency and its workers. Days of flash flooding in Texas now blamed for at least one death after the second worst flooding on record for Dallas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs a state disaster declaration for 23 counties following extreme weather causing damaging winds and heavy rainfall, freeing up more state resources.
DPS has sent out tactical marine units. The Texas Parks and Wildlife has also sent out search and rescue teams and boats.
Also activating additional Texas A&M Task Force Swift Water Boat squads to help with response efforts. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson encouraging folks to report damage.
We do need people, as the governor mentioned, to report their damage to the Texas Division of Emergency Management.
They can do so at damage.tdem.texas.gov.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Most parents know the signs of an incoming tantrum, but now a statistician has come up with an actual formula.
The formula is based on responses from 2,000 parents, finding the average time it takes to throw a tantrum during a long car trip to be 70 minutes. Tantrum chances are reduced by every minute a child is entertained, while food delays a tantrum by 15 minutes. And having siblings in the car increases the chance of a breakdown by 10 minutes. So tantrum time equals 70 plus 0.5e plus 15f
H-10S, which takes the average time of 70 minutes, factors in the food, entertainment, and sibling variables. If that's too much math for you, as it is for me, the moral of the story is keep kids fed and entertained on your trip to avoid a meltdown. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Recapping Wall Street, the Dow down 154 at the close, the S&P and the NASDAQ slightly lower. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.